obviously, the agreement is good for trade. It is also good for compliance issues and revenue collection. We know from more than 90 countries that if you make trade easier, you also avoid underreporting and other ways of paying less duty. So it's good for revenue collection and the transparency, the capacity building, the institutional building, the obligation to cooperate between countries, between agencies, public, private sector, all these measures, they are good for the developing countries' institutional and human development. So by obliging them to reform, by providing assistance to reform, we directly help the development of our member countries.
Now, all of this helping development, making trade easier, I'm sure there must be some financial benefits to the agreement as well. Can you speak about that if possible?
There is a commitment that a country should not be obliged or is not obliged to implement a measure, a technical measure, if it does not have the capacity. And this is a very novel approach, a very good approach in our view. And now what we do not want, of course, is that countries are left out and say, oh, if you cannot do it, you don't need to do it. But of course, we all want them to be able to do it. And that is here where bilateral donors, but also international organizations such as UNCTAD and also the United Nations Regional Commissions, by the way, we have a mandate to help our members to obtain the capacity. Because in most cases, a specific measure is interinstitutional. If you want to have a single window, customs automation, the border agency cooperation, pre-arrival processing, risk assessment, all of these require the involvement of more than one agency. So our support is capacity building of the individuals, the people who work in the countries on those issues, but also the institutions where we have advisory services, terms of reference, trainings, empowerment program to empower these national committees to have the capacity to implement the trade station agreement.
But will the agreement also help countries to save money because of making trade faster, swifter, more efficient? Can you give maybe an example of how that might work?
Yes. I mean, there are quite a few analytical studies where you can have an equivalence of every day that you save in transit, that the truck or the ship or the container is not waiting and improve reliability. Now, it depends on the commodity, on the type of trade and so on, but it can be up to like 1% of the value of the goods. So every day that we save has a significant financial impact. And more than financial, certain trades simply do not take place if it is not reliable enough, if it takes too long, if not transparent enough. So especially the smallest and less developed members of UNCTAD, the developing countries, the least developed countries, for them it is more difficult to participate in certain trades. So it's not so much that I could easily say we are saving so and so many billion or trillion dollars. There are some studies that have these estimates. There's a big unknown of what trade we hope will now possibly take place in future, which has not taken place because it was not reliable, not fast, not quick enough in the past. Also for regional integration, by the way, among different African countries, there are 108 bilateral borders between African countries. And if you cannot have regional clusters for certain industries, global value chains, regional value chains, then the trade simply does not take place. And that is where we hope that this agreement will help.